Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this week's edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. Gun access, gun restrictions. The subject is at the center of controversy nationally, and it is likely to be a hot topic of debate when Congress returns to Washington, D.C. Republican 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack is unsure where the debate will go. And while he's open to discussion on a variety of issues in this silo, he tells me he's not convinced that the dangers of making changes may impinge on Second Amendment rights. Let's turn our attention to guns. We've seen the tragedy in Florida at Parkland this past really week to 10 days. It has, overtaken the national dialogue in a lot of ways. Some people say that this event is different than previous events. Is that your sense, that we're going to see some different outcome as a result of this tragedy?
I think it's true that it's a different event than other events, but all events are different in some form or fashion. This particular event, horrific in its nature, was different in that there were red flags up already on this Cruz right. character. In fact, when you hear kids in the aftermath of the shooting say that they had predicted that if there's ever going to be a school shooting at this school, it would be this guy. The postings on social media, the threats, the outright threats he was making, bragging about wanting to achieve something related to like a school shooting, those kinds of things have to be dealt with in this environment that we're in. You can't ignore those. And so from the school board to the local law enforcement to the federal officials, there has to be some continuity of discovery in what is actually going on there that could lead and could trigger some kind of a mental health examination that might lead to the prevention of him owning or possessing a weapon. Now, all this is hindsight, and it's good. It's real easy to armchair quarterback this thing. I'm pleased now that the president has come out and suggested that we start looking at some things that are in the arena that have kind of been hands-off over time, raising ages on, you know, buying assault weapons. The bump stock issue, I totally support doing something about bump stocks because it is a device on a semi-automatic weapon that makes it unreliable.
Right.
Anybody who's a shooter like I am, a hunter, anybody that believes in the shooting sports should never want to put something or agree that it's good to have something on your weapon that makes it less reliable. So I think that's good. Background checks, been a little concerned about those in the past because then we get on a slippery slope of letting some government bureaucracy somewhere try to determine who can or cannot own firearms. And I think that's got to be really tightly controlled and looked at.
There's a path for you to support that.
But absolutely, look, it's on the table.
Yeah.
We have to have a conversation as a country like that, and that doesn't mean that we are that we are turning our back on the Second Amendment. That would be the furthest thing from my mind. We just need to be responsible people,
I think. You mentioned raising the age to 21 to buy, a rifle or an assault yeah. weapon of some sort. You support that?
Well, I want to look at it a little deeper. I want to see if can you put an age? Can you make something? I mean, we do this with consumption of alcohol, but can you just say if you don't buy it till you're this age? I mean, there are really mature 18-year-olds and there are really immature 21-year-olds.
Sure.
That's a difficult issue to kind of look at. I think it would. For a lot of people, it would give them some peace of mind that we're doing something, but are you really answering the bell? And look, America's got a heart problem right now. Well, what's in the heart of people who become so determined to carry out a senseless act like shooting innocent people? the depth of their depression or their despair that would cause them to be predisposed to doing something like that is a lot deeper than just passing some laws about can you own this or what age should you have this. It goes right to the heart. So we got mental health issues, we got opioid issues and other illicit drug issues. We got a lot of external factors contributing to this situation. We've got to look at it holistically.
One other thing that the president's thrown out there I want to get your take on is he's talked about basically concealed carry for teachers or personnel at some of these school facilities. Some people say it's a terrible idea. Some people say it could curtail the situations like what we saw. What do you think?
Well, again, you got to be really careful that you don't make a decision today that causes second and third order effects that you regret later. Here's an example. Law enforcement agent told me the other day, if I show up in a school shooting, my job is to eliminate the threat. If somebody comes out of a classroom with a gun, they just became a target. That could be a law-abiding citizen with a concealed carry permit trying to do their, you know, take action in a school shooting. You may be shooting the wrong person. Carefully think through these things. We don't want to create more problems than we solve. Clarksville, Arkansas is now doing that. They've got a program by which they have armed educators in the classroom. It's in Johnson County outside my district. But again, I think this is one of those things that we need to push down, give as much control to the local level as we can where that jurisdiction should be.
All right. So I guess if I'm going to summarize here, you're open to a lot of different ideas that are out there in terms of gun access, gun restriction, just in terms of something holistic to address this situation. Do you think Congress will take action, though?
Hard to say. I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I think when you start trying to, from the periphery, going after fundamental parts of the Second Amendment, you're on a very difficult slope.
That's Congressman Steve Womack, Republican from the 3rd District. You can catch a lot more of our interview at our website at talkbusiness.net. Sounds to me like he's a maybe, but probably not, on too many changes to gun laws. We'll see where that goes. Well, that's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics on KASU. I'm Roby Brock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.